what we are asking for is conditions of service. It's surprising to most people on this earth that professional doctors who work for the government of Ghana do not have any conditions of service. I mean, it's absurd, but that is the situation. Unfortunately, the medical association, that is the mother association or union for all the doctors in Ghana, has been at this with the government of Ghana for close to 2 decades now. And we've gotten to a point where the doctors are saying enough is enough. And that is the main reason why this current campus is on. The doctors at their last general assembly meeting almost 9 months back decided that they will give the government 8 solid months to ensure that they have conditions of service. The 8 months ran down without any conditions of service. Government asked for 2 months, 2 more weeks. The doctors decided to give the government 4 weeks extra, and it still hasn't happened. And, they also took a decision at their general assembly meeting that if after the second extension for the government, nothing has been achieved, then this will be the line of action. And that is where we are now. And in fact, a lot are even threatening to resign and not. It's a very fluid situation we find ourselves in now. But to the doctors, they think that this is the time they will have to exercise their right to self-determination. And that is what is happening now.
Dr. Yangson, some people have questioned the rationale behind the decision to go on strike at this time when Ghana is basically suffering financially. The economy appeared not to be working well. They had to apply to the IMF for a bailout. And some say that this action by the doctors are politically motivated. What do you say to that?
Unfortunately, the doctors communicated this action long before the government of the day decided to go to the IMF. The decision, as I mentioned earlier on, was first taken 9 months back. It was taken in a part of Ghana called Takrade, the capital city of the western region of Ghana. This was on 9th November 2014. At that time, government had not entered into any negotiations whatsoever with the IMF. Government had every opportunity to resolve this matter. If you look at our labor at that province, what we do, even though we have been described in some quarters as essential service providers, nobody wants to follow the stipulations that the law provides. The law is very, very simple and basic. When it has to do with essential services, issues of this nature will have to be resolved speedily. Unfortunately, we've been at this for over 2 decades, and this is not helping matters. The other thing is that even though people talk about difficult times for Ghana, other public sector agencies within Ghana are enjoying their conditions of service. And when it's about the doctor, everybody says the situation is not good, so you can't have it. And we cannot continue this way.
You've heard comments by some Ghanaians that say that if you are really serious about your demands, then you should come together and resign en masse. That will put more pressure on the government to take appropriate measures. What do you say to such comments?
To be honest with you, we have actually communicated this position to the people of Ghana. We did that as far back as 9th November 2014, and we are still committed to that. The catch here is this. You know, for us, we believe that any patient we admitted before the onset of this action, we owe that patient a duty of care. The patient was sent to the ward under our management protocol, and the documents that got to the wards were duly signed by us as doctors. And for us, we owe such people a duty of care. So for now, what we are doing is to make sure that we attend to all the inpatients that we have taken in. And once we are able to discharge them at some point based on whatever ailments they have, if the situation remains as it is, that is an option on the table for us.
Some labor experts I spoke with in Ghana say that your action is illegal and that it's like putting a gun to the head of your opponent to negotiate, and that, they said, infringes on the basic labor laws in Ghana. What is your take on that?
I mean, we disagree with such people. Kindly forget about those comments. Unfortunately, the very people who claim to be labor experts are the very people who are also not advising the powers that be properly, you're a labor expert and you cannot tell the government of the day that make sure you provide conditions of service because the law says you should provide, then you are not doing yourself any good. And unfortunately, some of these same people are people who associations like the Ghana Medical Association paid monies to ensure that they develop conditions of service documents that were duly submitted to the employer close to 10 years ago. The employer still hasn't made sure these things come to pass, and they still want to talk about issues of somebody doing this with a gun to the head of the government. In fact, the Ghana Medical Association, as far as we are concerned, have not breached any rules. And you'll be surprised that bodies by the National Labour Commission, who are supposed to take care of these matters, have been silent. Because they know that over the last 3 to 4 years, we have communicated these same issues to them. They haven't been able to resolve it. And they know where the source of the problem is. Look, essential services is not essential services. We took an oath to work, yes, but in the very basis of our working relationship with the employer is not right. Then nothing can go on. The employer has not fulfilled his part of the bargain, and he has frustrated the employer's contract. For which reason, nobody can tell us we are holding the gun to the head of the employer.